7:04, this is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Denver's real estate market took a hit from the pandemic last month, CPR Sarah Mulholland reports.
The number of listings in the metro area fell 37% compared to a year ago. That's according to the Denver Metro Association of Realtors. The number of homes under contract was down by almost 50%. The market could turn around as the state eases its social distancing guidelines. Showings in the metro area surged last week when in-person tours resumed, with an unusually high number early in the week, the association says. But by Saturday, the number of showings was down 50% compared to the first weekend in March. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Denver is getting $38.6 million from FEMA for its emergency efforts. Denverite's David Sachs reports.
The cash will reimburse the city government, Denver International Airport, and Denver Health for money they've spent on everything from masks to homeless shelters in response to COVID-19. The city council okayed the deposit Monday after a week-long delay. Councilman Chris Hines had blocked the money last week, saying the process wasn't transparent. Mayor Michael Hancock's office called the move irresponsible. Denver spent $26 million on its pandemic response so far. I'm David Sachs, Denverite.
State officials say Colorado could be fined millions of dollars as people with mental illness wait for services in jails. The Gazette reports the Colorado Department of Human Services says the number of people waiting for competency restoration doubled last month because of delays caused by the pandemic. Federal officials enforce an agreement to guarantee the services and can levy fines of up to $10 million annually. And a correction, a story yesterday morning incorrectly described the bike share program in Colorado Springs. It is run by an independent nonprofit. Colorado Springs and Metro Denver have a sunny day today, breezy this afternoon, and highs in the 60s and close to 70. This is CPR News.